Chaz gagged at the sight of it all. The nightmare dormant in every human brain. The entire world is out to get me. The whole city was chasing him, wanted him, hated him. He was their new toy, the day's amusement. His body spasmed in massive quakes, implants faltering. Intolerable waves of pain from his leg crashed past the crumbling analgesic blocks. "Bastards!" he roared. "You shit-eating bastards! Don't play with me! I am your enemy! I am not a joke! Fear me! Fear me, God damn you!" A dainty ring of smoke puffed out of the buccaneer's forward gun. Chaz screamed, fury and terror, in one incoherent blast of sound. The cannonball hit the water 10 meters away, sending up a sheet of steaming white water. Wavelets rushed out, slapping his boat. Bastards! It wasn't even a whisper. Adrenaline and nerves could do nothing more for him. He was devoid of strength. "I'll show you, freaks, zoo people, I'm not a joke." Somewhere far away, a soprano chorus was singing black canticles. Chaz datarized the activation code into the kiloton bomb strapped in its harness at his side. Good old faithful bomb stuck to him the whole time. That'll wipe the smile off their faces. Nothing happened. His neural mnemonics had shut down. Pain was burning through him, leaving only numbness in its wake. Fingers scrabbled feebly at the bomb's small manual control panel, prizing open the cover. His head flopped to one side to follow the movement. He eventually managed to focus an optical sensor. The panel keyboard was dark, inert. It had failed. He had failed. Almost forgotten natural tear glands squeezed out their very last drops as he slowly knocked a fist on the wooden planking in utter futility. A couple of the triremes were gaining on the buccaneer. It was developing into a three-boat race. Though one of the war canoes refused to give up, warriors pounding the water with their paddles, skin gleaming as though they were sweating oil. Back on the harbors, the elated cheering mixed with songs and chants from across 5 millennia. The buccaneer crew fired another cannon to terrorize their crushed victim. "You won't have me!" Chaz cried in defiance. He put a hand on each gunwale and started to rock the boat as the cannonball's wavelets broke against the hull. "Never! Never! I won't be a part of it! Not of you!" Pain and numbness had gorged on his torso. His arms began to fail as the swaying reached a peak. Water slopped in over the narrow gunwale. The flimsy boat turned turtle, dumping him into the julif. He saw bubbles churning past. The rumpled silver foil of the surface receded. Neural mnemonics told him his lungs were filling with water. Pain diminished. His implants were working again. They couldn't reach him underwater. He was beyond them here. He focused every sensor he had on the bomb whose weight was dragging him down. On shore, the audience had stopped cheering when their prey so unsportingly capsized himself. A groan went up. He'd pay for that. Boat crews stopped rowing and slumped over their oars, exhausted and angry. The buccaneer's sails calmly rolled themselves up as the sailors hung like listless spiders in the rigging. They stared morosely at the tiny half-sunken boat bobbing about ahead of them. Together, Durringham's possessed exerted their power. The river around the hull of Chaz Pask's boat began to ripple energetically. "Hey, look, it's Moses!" someone yelled from the harbor wall. A laugh ran along the spectators. They clapped their hands and stomped their feet, a stadium crowd demanding their sporting hero appear. "Moses! Moses! Moses!" The waters of the julif parted. Chaz felt it happening. His surroundings were getting lighter. Pressure was reducing. Below his fingers, the bomb's keyboard was a glowing ruby chessboard. He typed in the code, refusing to hurry, watching the numbered squares turn green. There was a loud gurgling sound building all around. Fast conflicting currents sucked at him, twisting his lifeless legs about. Then the racked surface came rushing down to seek him out. Too late. The kiloton nuke detonated at the bottom of a 20-meter crater in the river. Its initial blast pulse was punched straight up into the core of the transplanetary ferment raging above. A solar fireball arose from the water with splendid inevitability, and the entire river seemed to lift with it. Energy in every spectrum poured outwards, smashing solid matter apart. None of those lining the harbour wall really knew what was happening. Their stolen bodies disintegrated before the nerve impulses could reach the brain. Only after the annihilation, when the possessing souls found themselves back in the bestial beyond, did the truth dawn.